That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuck off!
Woo! What's going on, people? I'm the God.
And I'm the Great Boy.
A few more chances to see us coming up this summer. June 10th, Houston, Texas.
June 10th.
The Secret Group. Get your tickets.
It's my first show in Texas ever.
Oh, we popping your Texas cherry. I'm so excited about that, man. And then we bringing it back home July, New York City.
New York
City Winery. So Final. Excited about this. I heard we got a great lineup.
Black
Don't spoil
ass.
It. Don't spoil it.
I ain't gonna blind. No. Black ass comedy show, like we used to say back in the day, is going to be a goddamn movie.
So get there. Make sure
it's
when you're there that you got your merch.
I got the line.
Show up in your merch, man. Yo, when you come
if
through,
y'all get a Splendiferous t-shirt,
an NNFAT, whatever.
I'm gonna get you a drink.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Come with your Splendiferous. I got a couple dollars.
Where
these
do you
days
gotta go though? Merchengine.com.
Go to Merch Engine.
Get all of your stuff there. All right. Today's
July
episode 20. Is a fun one. Derek and I, we're gonna talk about imposter syndrome. Who gets it? Everybody gets it. When do they get it? What can be done about it? And the pros and cons. We're going to get into some of our issues with imposter syndrome, and maybe we might help you all out. So sit back, enjoy it. Before you do, hit the subscribe button and talk.
That's right, talk. That's what we're going
to
do here.
Ain't no need to panic.
See, she nails it. Let's see if she nails it. She nailed it. That's like watching somebody working radio right there. Welcome to another Splendiferous episode.
Good goddamn word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the Great Boy, Derek Gay.
And we are here back again.
Yep.
Back again.
Yep.
Feeling good, man.
Me too.
Had a good morning. You said you struggled a little bit.
Man, I paid a tax on eating all those munchies last night. Paid a toilet tax, bathroom tax. I was up in there like an old man going, yeah, I fucked up.
Oh, man.
I should have did that.
Yeah.
And I emptied out slow. I was just sitting there, thought I was done. And then more just came out, and I thought I was done. And it was like three reprises, bro. It just kept going. Lord, for the rest of our day. It was bad.
Well, anyone who was coming for that new topic just left because of early toilet humor.
Hey, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm so
how
scared.
We are. No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
There's no need to apologize. That's who we are. We let it be known up front, but we do got a great episode for you today. I want to talk about I'm going to kind of ring the rag on a subject here.
Ring
today.
The rag out.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Ring out the rag.
We talking like Shirley. I like that.
Shit.
Ring out that goddamn rag before you come wipe this table down.
But the topic I want to talk about today is imposter syndrome.
Okay.
Yeah. You familiar with imposter syndrome?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nat, you familiar with imposter syndrome?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, can you pull up a definition and see what they got? Like, have they made this into the dictionary, imposter syndrome? But, you know, while Nat pulls up that definition, just to let you guys know, you know, we're gonna go through this and talk about, you know, pretty much what it is, what causes it,
mm-hmm.
who gets it,
mm-hmm.
when do they get it,
uh-huh.
what can be done about it.
Who, what, when, where,
and
why, and
how. Here's the crazy thing. There's going to be pros and cons that come along with it. What you got there, Nat? What do you got as a definition of imposter syndrome? What's that say there? Read it out for me because I can't see.
Oh, go ahead, Nat.
No, I want you to do it.
The persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills. Preach, nigga.
Damn. Okay.
I know that.
Yeah?
I always think I did something wrong or I shouldn't be, maybe I should still be a janitor or maybe should I stayed in Jersey. Well, then again, Not lately have I felt that. Nah, I think I'm good. But nah, I understand what that is.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Doubt. The doubt creeps in. You ain't supposed to be doing this. Yeah, something, something, something.
Where does it come in for you, like, in life, though? Is it always in work? Or is it in any other places that you think you experience imposter syndrome?
Sometimes sitting at some of these premieres that I be in.
Okay.
I'm like, well, damn. You know, look at all these writers and executives and all this shit. You know, I'm pothead from Jersey. But somehow my shit got over. I don't know how I did, but is it me? Or am I just the dumb nigga in the back of the class?
Right, right, yeah. Right. Now, you ever think about that the other way? You ever think about how that make them feel?
Okay.
Then I went to college.
Look at this motherfucker over here. Right. Got a goddamn job sitting watching Wife Swap.
Like,
we've been writing on The Simpsons for 15 years. This curly head mofo that got so much slang. Yeah.
But that's like, what the fuck am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
I went to school. I did the thing. Like,
yeah, I dropped out.
This is what's wild about imposter syndrome, man. Okay. This is what I want to get into it about because I feel like it's a thing that exists. I think more people are definitely starting to talk about it. Yeah. I know back in the day, I never heard about it.
Rappers talk about imposter syndrome.
I never heard about, like, the men in my life, they never expressed. I thought they believed that shit. I saw no doubt, no fear in them niggas' eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, now I see it and I deal with it myself. But as I become a bit more, like, self-aware, I am realizing, like, wow, man, like, the same way you have it at somebody, not only is it such a necessary feeling, I'm beginning to actually think it's kind of a good feeling.
Okay.
It's almost
keeps
like
you humble.
Not even humble. It just lets you know something's not right.
Okay.
And you, whatever that is, maybe you need to address that so that you can be comfortable. Like, basically, imposter syndrome, it just makes you uncomfortable in places you should be comfortable.
You get
a job, a motherfucker go, yo, you hired, man. I want you to be the motherfucker to do the thing here. And you're like, me?
Yeah.
Now, motherfucker, you've been working your hardest to be seen at this shit the entire time. And now that
whole
you
time.
Got it, you're like, well, you don't you think this one, nigga, go. Do the fucking thing.
Do the fucking thing.
Like, you ever had to audition for something as a kid?
Yeah.
Right, and I remember my daughter, I took my daughter to audition. Well, I didn't take her. Her mom took her. And she froze up.
Uh-oh.
She did this, you know.
Uh-oh.
And that was over, you know what I mean? And that's a thing that we still get as adults.
Uh-huh.
We show up to these adult situations, and we still that little kid just wringing our hands like, me?
Yeah.
Me? Oh, shit, man. Like, but I think it's a good thing to have because, one, here's what I say about, like, where we are in life. What makes anyone have imposter syndrome, obviously, is you comparing yourself to somebody else.
Okay, right? Absolutely.
What you think should be in that position, you don't feel like you are.
Yeah.
So when they put you there, all you see is, but I'm the guy that I thought was supposed to be here was supposed to have A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah.
I'm like probably good at B and, you know, yeah, I'm probably high at E, but and like it don't matter. You're it. You know what I mean? So you're sitting there like, no, you got.
Yeah, I had to recalibrate. Peep this. I remember when I got Will and Grace, right? You remember that when I got Will and Grace?
Absolutely.
The whole time, instead of saying, oh my God, one of my first big scripted jobs ever is on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
I kept going, I'm just Chris Redd's replacement because he got SNL. You know how long I said that?
Yeah.
For two fucking episodes, I said it. It wasn't until the third one and then got offered a pilot off of that shit.
Right.
Where I was like, nigga, stop doing that.
Right, right, right.
Look what you got. Stop looking what this nigga got.
Right.
And work with what you have.
Right.
Because you keep going, yeah, I'm just a replacement for it. No, motherfucker. You filled the job a little better.
Right.
He had something else to do, but it wasn't like you was just leftover shit. They was like, well, we need to find somebody just as good as this nigga.
And you think that yours ain't good enough once you got there, right? And
did that's three the wild episodes. Thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The same money they was going to give him.
Yeah.
You, all of that shit, you know what I mean? And that's the weird thing because you know that there was something else out there. And that's why I say it's like, it's weird because it is good that you know there's something else out there and you want to go after it. But what is wild about it is it can't exist without the levels.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, someone can't be greater than, like in your mind, something can't be greater than without there being less than.
Absolutely.
Right? No, but dead ass. So the weird thing is, your less than is so important. It makes you real.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like a flower, it got to come from the dirt shit first.
Okay.
Anyone's going to look at the dirt or the seed as less than the flower, but nigga, you can't have the flower without the less than. You don't even know the flower exists. It's there for a reason.
Okay.
And it's actually more valuable than the other thing. You know what I'm saying? Like
the soil's more valuable than the flower?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll see what you're saying.
Absolutely. But how much of the molecules in the soil want to be the flower? I want to be up there and soak up all the sunlight. I want to get to the...
But we ain't here in the bottom of the fucking pot.
At least that's what you think.
And that's what you think.
That's what you think because you see the top of the pot. You're not at the bottom of it. Your shit is growing out of it, too.
If you can see the pot, then you can't be at the bottom, yeah.
Like,
right?
No, well, yes, but...
You can't be at the bottom of the pot if you can see the top of it.
What happens to a plant and when it keeps growing? You ever see, like, a vine?
Yeah.
Right? That shit just keep going.
Yeah.
So one day, you're going to be out the motherfucking pot, too. It's just the trajectory that everything is going.
Yeah.
But you're so busy looking at what's ahead of you that you can't even be present in your shit. You know what I mean?
Wrapping around walls and shit. Because you know vines, they go all the way up.
Right.
They go over the flower. They line up against because they figure the way out.
And go through the whole thing thinking.
This is very deep, by the way. This is a lot of metaphor.
But thinking the whole time, man, I ain't no vine. The whole time, man, I can't wait till I be a vine one day.
Growing up, looking down at the flower now.
He a vine. I mean, yeah, I'm growing, but look, I'm not as high as this motherfucker. Like, yeah, that's the whole process. But without that, would you move? You know what? I want to take a minute to talk about mango.
Mango?
Now think man-go.
Uh-oh.
We help men get hard and go hard.
Wow.
Yeah, new innovative compound that will level up your bedroom game.
Oh!
Mango combines three FDA ingredients that are approved. It's like the sildenafil.
Sildenafil and tadalafil, like magic.
Yeah, whatever.
Tadalafil.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's scientists. You don't trust scientists to get your dick hard?
Oh, like, I know. This is the active ingredients in Cialis or Viagra. Oh, an oxytocin, a.k.a. the love hormone.
Listen,
all right.
It's a rapid dissolving tablet. It hits the bloodstream quickly for faster results.
Wow.
Mango flavored.
Wow.
And it's additionally packaged for on the go.
Wow, mango.
Yeah, so 100% online, free doctor visit, no subscription required to try our mangoes. All you need to do is go to mangorx.com and use the promo GAS15. And our listeners receive 15% off your first order. That's promo code GAS15 for 15% off your first order. MangoRx.com. Let's get back into it. Without imposter syndrome, would you move?
Because you're always trying to feel like you really succeeded.
And isn't imposter syndrome a bit of integrity?
Okay.
It's integrity to be like, yo, but it's supposed to be this way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're actually holding a standard of where you thought it to that. So you're almost like, hey, don't put me there until I'm that. Like, I actually respect the position enough to say, like,
here go me. Yeah, when niggas go, he just shot a Netflix special. And I get on stage, I go, it was Netflix YouTube, all right? It was Netflix's YouTube. It's not a Netflix special. It's a special made by Netflix, but on Netflix YouTube page. So stop telling motherfuckers it's really on the streaming service. That's how I be in my head.
Right.
And it's like, nigga, Netflix is on it.
Right.
So they not telling a lie.
Yeah.
Just let them lie.
It's like a motherfucker came down.
But she be like, no, because a real Netflix special, that's like the shit Dave got. Who the fuck is you?
Right. Now you're just being that nerd. Hey, look at that dinosaur.
Well, technically, that's actually a lizard. Yeah, he was from the Tarant period. I mean, he could be classified.
But shut the fuck up and take the compliment, nigga. Nice dinosaur.
Nice dinosaur. Shit. Yeah.
I thought this was going to be motivational. It's not. We're not motivational.
Nigga, this is NNFA. Yeah. This is our kind of motivation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I've noticed this thing, like, with it, like, where you are in life. Like, all right, this is a funny story that I learned about from Gucci Mane.
Okay.
The rapper Gucci Mane.
I know Gooch. Goo-wop.
Right. He had a label, and he actually signed Migos before he went to prison.
Wow.
He went to jail, and they ended up leaving because, you know, they didn't know the future of the company. But that was a big group that he missed out on while he was in prison. But one of the fascinating stories that he told about when these dudes came to him was they had chains on. They were rappers. They was out there doing their thing, you know what I mean? And they was presenting themselves like they was the shit.
Okay.
Which they were. But they weren't the Migos yet.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So when they come into Gucci's office and they sign, Gucci give them all chains. You know what I mean? Yo, welcome to the label. They put their chains on with the other chains. And, you know, the chains that they had on weren't real. Now, nobody said anything to them. But, you know, they was putting on their shit to be who they were going to be.
Yeah.
Dealing with mad imposter syndrome. Even to the point you're sitting across the table from the legendary Gucci man. But you got to still wear your chain proud. You know what I mean? You know this shit ain't real, but you got that shit on proud. You know what the fuck that got to feel like?
You know what that got to feel like? All that water ice on your neck.
And the crazy
that
thing.
That ain't diamonds, that's water ice.
Gucci said he found at the end of the night when he was taking the trash out for the studio, he found the chains that they had on when they came in the trash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's. Now, here's the thing. When they was wearing the fake chains, they wasn't wrong. Because look at what the fuck they are.
Yeah.
They're still the Migos, whether it was the starting phase or not. You know what I mean? So it's the same thing with anybody listening to this. Wherever, whatever it is that you think you're not yet,
yeah,
you are. You're just growing into it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, you ever see like a baby tiger? Yeah, that shit ain't gonna kill you yet, but it will. You gotta respect that shit, man.
It will.
Sort of like tied into fake it till you make it. I feel like imposter syndrome is like after you've made it and you still are faking it even though you don't have to.
Yeah, I think fake it till you make it. Those people have found a way to say they enjoy imposter syndrome. Like, I think those are people running around like really like, I deserve this. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Isn't that kind of what you just said Migos did? Which is like they were faking it until they got it and then they got to take the chains off?
Yeah, I guess so. It's weird. I guess just
I like where Nat's going. She ping-ponging your ass.
Right.
That's right.
Because it's one of those things where it's almost like, yeah, fake it till you make it, but be quiet about it, will you? Be quiet about it and you won't feel that way. You know what I mean? Like, it's a double-edged sword. Like, I got to be loud to let people know I'm here, but I should be quiet until I'm the real thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like that still, but even though like now it's just like I kind of deserve it. I just go, yeah, if I do this audition right, if I read this script correctly, it should be mine.
Right.
But you know, it took a while for me to get there.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Where are some other areas that you aren't? Like, we were talking about this out front, and this is wild. There's areas that we can universally agree we have no imposter syndrome in.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We agree going to an R-rated movie. At this point in our lives, we have no imposter syndrome.
Nah.
Right? You will gladly, motherfucker, like, let me in. Like, yeah. What?
I've succeeded as an adult.
Right.
I should be in here watching motherfuckers
cuss. I don't even think, do you even worry about getting carded anywhere? Was the last time anyone?
All this beard on my face, you're out of your mind. I look old. I look young, but they know I'm over 21.
Okay, when did that go away, though? Like, when did that go away? We about to say something that
I was gonna say. I just turned 26 and I still have imposter syndrome being in a bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you do look like a.
I look like a child, and I usually have a backpack.
Okay.
You look 17.
Has anyone ever asked you to leave a bar?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm just afraid that they're gonna be like, who's this child? And then they're going to believe that my ID is fake or something like that.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't have that when it came to going to bars for some reason. When I was a kid, I was underage drinking, fake ID, all of that shit, man.
I never did any of that shit, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Me neither, man. I live different. I didn't do none of that fake ID shit. I just waited.
Yeah, bro. I was buying liquor for all my friends. And, like, we were drinking. And the weird thing about it was I had an ID. I was 16, 17 years old. I had an ID that said I was 25.
How tall were you?
I was tall, but I still had, like, chubby baby face. Like, you can tell I'm just a big-ass kid. Big-ass, you know what I mean?
Baby Huey.
But it was fascinating how many people would just, hey, man, he got the ID. I ain't questioning that shit. You know what I mean? Which, if they would have, obviously, I'd have gave them fucking hell. But, yeah, I didn't have it there. That's why it's weird some of the places that I do have imposter syndrome. Like, okay, I don't have imposter syndrome driving either. Do you ever feel that? Do you feel that way anymore? Like, ooh, I shouldn't be driving. Like, this car or anything.
Nah,
like that.
If I find myself driving, they're like, damn, it's been a while since I've done this.
But you remember when you was like 16 and you weren't that sure behind the wheel?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there would be a time where if a cop pulled you over for doing, not even for anything wrong when you were 16, you immediately, oh, my God, what? I'm almost certain I fucked up. Get to be an adult, somebody pull you over for speeding. What the fuck is your problem?
I was getting home. you fucking up the process, cop. Right.
How do you get to that point in the other places in life? Because that's not a loud process, isn't that? That's not a loud process of getting to the point of driving confidently. And nobody parks their car and be like, yeah, I did that shit.
Hold on, let me see.
Maybe the way we drive is what gets rid of our imposter syndrome. Black people, seat back. One arm, music blasting.
Yeah, man. Imposter syndrome, it kind of went away for me, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you practiced that.
I don't have as much of it anymore. You know, shout out to my girlfriend for being who she is.
Go ahead.
Putting me in some fly-ass places that she feels as though I should have always been in.
Right.
And then she makes me go, well, shit, the fuck? And maybe my confidence should be like hers, because you're supposed to be around the stars. We supposed to be at all these exclusive parties. That's why I buy you little fly Louis Vuitton sweaters and all that. You were this, you were that. And I'll be like, well, maybe I am.
Right. Yeah. So you would say more so the it sounds like the key to overcoming it is
you get somebody positive in your life.
But you got to be around it more.
Yeah.
The thing that you doubt yourself about, yeah, you have to just keep doing.
Yeah, because she's in the same, she like fashion like me.
Uh-huh.
But she been in it longer than me. Uh-huh. So I was always trying to find it. Shit, I found her. And then she was like, well, let me show you this store.
Okay.
And I'm in there like, oh, ho, ho, this was the treasure I was trying to, she know all this shit. She know all the, all right. So maybe I was supposed to be, I found me a shorty that goes, yeah, you fly guy, right?
Yeah.
Scarves, you want a silk scarf for your birthday? Yeah.
That's funny you say that. Yeah. I used to feel this way, and I'm glad that it's kind of gone away, but I used to not like trying on clothes only because you ever just not have a cut and you shopping?
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, you ashy and you shopping?
Yeah.
Or, like, your underwear raggedy as fuck?
You trying to mop without sweeping. You got to sweep first before you mop. You all
crusty? Totally get that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like, the lights be all amazing. Or, the mirror is crispy and clean and shit.
You ever had a day where you look fatter than other days?
Yeah, I'm like, my hair is greasy right now. Like, yeah. I need a shower.
You feel bad putting on these brand new clothes. I was like, all right, I feel like I got to buy it, even though it don't fit right, because I just put my nasty body in this shit.
You ever try on clothes and be like, all right, I'm gonna work out before I actually put this on. I'm gonna do a couple.
Right. Yeah. Yo, yeah. I actually believe in that mantra that them Jersey Shore dudes had, man. That gym tan laundry shit, yo, fuck that. There's something to that.
Gym tan laundry.
Yeah. That's all they would do. They would just go to the gym and then go tan and then go do their laundry so that at the end of the night, they're pumped up, they're feeling good, and they're fresh.
They're orange.
Yeah.
And they got new clothes.
But that's what makes them feel good, right? So they focus on that shit every day until they feel good. Like, but I've noticed that now that things have changed around. Like, my regimen and stuff like that is a bit better. Like, so now if I do stop into something to go try on clothes, I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, I match the store. I match the decor. I match these clothes. And be like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm buying this shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I remember those other days where you would pull your holy underwear. I'm like, what the fuck?
You got holy draws at Nordstrom's. If you don't get the fuck out of here, man, you better take your ass TJ Maxx. You don't deserve Nordstrom's.
Let's go over to Old Navy.
Holy draws? What? You don't get your ass off Fifth Avenue?
You ain't never going to try your shoes and you got a hole in your sock.
That's terrible. That's imposter syndrome than the motherfucker right there. I shouldn't be buying. Yes, you should be. and you need some new socks. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Yeah, that's really good. Ooh, I want to try any shoes, but I got all my toes out. You got a dicky on your ankle.
You gonna try a shirt on and your undershirt got like pit stains in it. It's just like, you just look bad.
If you don't get your yellow stained shirt off this new merchandise, what you gonna put that yellow on our new clothes? That's what you gonna do? You gonna put your yellow on the shit that I gotta sell somebody else because your bitch ass ain't gonna buy it? Yeah.
I don't be trying to judge. I don't judge other people, but I have seen this. There was a time, remember when we would look at women. Like, you would see, like, women stuffed in clothes that they don't belong in.
Oh, today was a great example, right?
And you'd be like, yo, what's up? Why y'all ain't telling her to put that? And it was usually, that was usually a woman issue. They would bring you a Maury. Hey, Maury, my mom dressed too sexy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, this is a 285-pound woman at the supermarket with Daisy Dukes on. This was a big thing in the 90s and the early 2000s. Now, the problem has spread over to men. Men are overweight, jammed into European jeans that only come to like.
You seen that?
Bruh, and like, you're not going to. Why would you put on Givenchy with a big belly? Like.
Givenchy don't make that shit for you, bruh. Trust me, I'll be in there trying shit on.
It don't fit.
Don't fit.
And it's like, yo.
Fit me, though.
Why? What, like, that's a weird thing. Like, if you was with your homie and your homie got on the fly shit. But it just don't fit. Can you roll with that?
Nope.
Would you tell him, though?
Because you got to have a certain cut in your body to wear some of that shit. It's cut for people in some kind of shape.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all, when they pitch the clothes, the models be this big.
Because
they need you to see how it's supposed to fit. Yeah, so when you fat and gross, and you trying to do the fly shit, but your body don't match the fly shit, you either got to get fly with your body in order to... For it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Jackets don't make sense if you ain't got jacket body.
You can't close it.
It don't make sense. This belly ain't supposed to hang out a fucking $2,000 jacket.
Yeah,
what's wrong with
man.
You?
That's so that and that's a weird thing because there are people who don't have imposter syndrome there at all.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. They got money.
That guy has no shame.
Yeah.
No shame
at all.
Shout
out to Ricky. Ricky's still one of the coolest. He can't close not a jacket, but he's still the boss. That's Ricky Ross.
Shout out to him.
So, yeah, he ain't got... Yeah, so some motherfuckers... Is imposter syndrome... It's just like you just insecure about your success. Is that it? Sort of, kind of. Like, I know rappers, they always talk about imposter syndrome because all their homies died and they was doing the same thing. And they the nigga that made it, but the homies is the one that didn't. That's like, they feel like they should be... Kendrick talk about that. I should just be in the hood with everybody else because I don't feel like I deserve this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know...
I went through that heavy, that survivor's remorse of...
maybe I'm getting that twisted.
No, it's all the same. It's all the same, but that's what would cause that imposter syndrome is that survivor's remorse of like, whoa, they were filtering us out pretty heavy. You know what I mean? And what did I do to defy the odds? You know what I mean? Like, I felt that way. You know, I used to be very...
Hey, that was a joke. What? This nigga made it to... He survived.
Yeah.
Or that joke you tell... I was supposed to be dead by now. I'm mad as shit. I'm almost 40.
Yeah, and then I got to figure out what the fuck to do.
Now I got
to
figure out what
to do. Because I wasn't planning on it. I wasn't planning. I used to tell that joke. I used to tell that joke then about how I had a daughter that was approaching college age and was about to need money for school. And I was like, fuck, I didn't know I was still going to be here. I wasn't planning for this. I was trying to get, you know, a mural on the wall, just being a good dude. That's why I was doing barbecues every summer, you know? Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You want to get high?
Huh?
Like really high.
Say word.
Like super duper legally high.
You gots to be lying.
Well, then now it's time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality.
Lab tested.
Delta 8.
Oh.
You know we love that lab tested.
Bunsen burner.
What'd he say? Or half baked? Hey, scientists, mop up all this shit for me. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
Vape gummies.
I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Gummy vapes.
No driving, no operating heavy machinery. So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
GAS Gas.
And if you use promo code...
Gas.
Yeah, because you did it first. Gas, G-A-S. You're going to get 25% off.
25% off. That's once a quarter
more,
there, boy.
Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8. That will get you super high.
Let's get back into that show. Yeah.
Because that was the weird trajectory. I knew so many good dudes, smart dudes, that like somehow got caught up in it all. And you were like, well, that was the smartest nigga I knew.
Gotcha. That's, I see what you're saying.
That's smart. We
so were, even the smartest thing I knew went
right.
off the
fuck. It's like if you playing chess and then they get the king and you're like, well, the game is over, right? Huh? Hello?
Hey! Hey! I'm still down
that,
here!
Right. That's 100% what imposter syndrome is. You a pawn just sitting here, and all of a sudden the pieces start moving again. And you're like, wait, the game not over? And like, no, it ain't over, nigga. Now you the king. Like, how?
How the fuck? How? I was just a pawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, think bigger than yourself. You are not a pawn no more, Nikki. And that's the voice you gotta finally hear. Somewhere.
Yeah. You got
you not a pawn no more.
Yeah.
It's bigger than you now. You gotta make real moves.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like, I get it.
Which is a weird thing for anybody to hear. That's a weird thing to hear.
It's a huge weird thing.
It's scary, right? We watch a bunch of movies about that our entire lives where, like, what do you call it? The star of the movie, the antagonist of the story.
Protagonist,
right? Every movie that we've always watched is about the protagonist finding out that they're bigger than what they are.
Yeah.
And that they have to take on this life change or whatever, right? Yeah. Why are we still not accustomed to that? They've been programming that shit into us since we were fucking children.
I don't know. Because it's different between movies and reality. Reality different. It's like, yeah, protag this shit. But some people find that, we find that lane. Some people go, oh, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Let me go back to work.
Yeah.
Let me go to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, comedy was that, you know, definitely. Yeah, comedy, because, you know, a lot of people came down and tried open mic and were like, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. I kept coming back. I was like, there's something to this.
Yeah. And you'll keep going even when what they tell you was there was absolutely wrong. I have to tell you the dumbest things someone told me, but I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it turned out to not be true, it didn't affect me as hard as it should have.
All right, go ahead.
But someone told me that if you come to New York, you could do comedy all day, all day long. Like, they be having shows at lunch. People, businessmen go to comedy shows on their lunch break, man. You make a ton of money because you just work all day. I'm like, really?
I remember some of them spots I used to do.
Really?
Open mics did start like at 5.
But they didn't say open mic.
Yeah.
They said shows.
That's where they get you. That's exactly what they get you. Shows? No. Shows happen at night. If you doing comedy all day, those is mics, nigga.
So, but I don't know why. And that was a few years into comedy in Philly. That never occurred to me that, no, this man doesn't know what he's talking about. He's never even been in New York. What are you talking about?
Anton Shuford. I thought I was doing some fly shit because I was running around like him doing mics at 5 p.m. all through New York.
In the city.
And I guess this was how you did it.
It inspired me. Yeah. That's why I came. I remember checking on you when you first left, yeah. And I was asking. I think Toure was up here then, and I asked. I said, "Is he working like that? You know, like because I didn't know you had a job or anything.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I just knew like you left.
Yeah.
And that to me, we've talked about that. That to me is the epitome of success. It's fucked up. Why it's the epitome of success? But to me, like my grandmother had a mural,
mm-hmm.
not a mural. She had a, what do you call it? Like one of those fake fireplaces. Well, okay. It was real, but it was plugged up. You know how the Philly homes are.
Yeah.
But the fireplace got all the pictures on it,
mm-hmm.
of all the little family.
Okay.
Uncles.
Yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah.
They all gone. Like not, I don't know where they at, but some of them is dead. Some of them in jail, whatever, but they gone.
They all got the black line over their eye like the Kendrick.
No.
I'm just all fucking around. The black.
But they get talked about good because they was gone. Some of them be in the military, too. That would also be like, so that, to me, was like, yeah, you just got to be gone. That way you wasn't getting yelled at. I was always getting yelled at because I was just here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, they spoke of everyone who was gone so fondly. So I got the same thing in Philly. When y'all started leaving,
mm-hmm.
the niggas who was gone, I'm like, anything is better than here,
yeah.
right? Being gone. But again, that's still...
Toure told me to leave.
Yeah.
When Toure told me to leave, that's when I started gearing up to go.
Yeah.
He was like, if I ain't got to tell you anything else, because we was in New York, and me and him was on the same show, and he did well.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also did well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, you should come up here.
Yeah. And see, no one told me that.
Yeah. Two told no me one, to get the fuck out of
No town. One was like, Dave, you should go to New York. I was like, I don't want to get left behind, so I'm going to go. And I never forget. I used to have the weirdest imposter syndrome even with that. Like, we would drive up, and we would, like, leave Philly sometimes at like 3-4 in the afternoon, and it's like every responsible adult is working. Like, and I wasn't like a kid.
Mm-mm. You a whole father. You a whole dad.
Yeah, I was like the dad. It was like a baby at home. You know what I mean? It was like a mortgage, and I'm like,
we out here.
This is the only. I don't see any other way to make this dream come true other than to go with those guys, yeah. Right? So that's like crazy irresponsible. Hey. And it just
I seemed... didn't have imposter syndrome taking care of my family.
I've always said that. Yo, I remember I tried to make a joke about that and it did not do well. It's never done well. But I tried to do a joke about how you got to be successful if you run out on your family. Like, you got to believe in yourself to go out for a pack of cigarettes and never come back? Wow! Because if you don't make it, you're a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
But if you hit it big...
You are a piece of soil. You are soil, not
producing
shit.
Producing flowers.
You produce you know some different mean? Flowers.
Yo, that's...
You branched out.
Yeah.
You a vine, nigga.
I do, I'm not gonna lie, I do get a lot of imposter syndrome in fatherhood as a result of that.
Okay.
One of my biggest things, which is weird because I've given my kids a lot.
Okay.
But I look at, again, comparing to other comedians that are more successful in what they give to their children or what they're able to do for their children. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, fuck, I want my kids to have that.
Yeah.
And they got older faster to the point where, by the time I had it, they're like, we don't need it. We're grown. And you're just like, fuck, did I fuck up? You know what I mean? Like, so that's a weird level of imposter syndrome that I can't ever fix that one.
Yeah.
Like, I do a lot. You have to do a lot of self-talk with imposter syndrome.
Okay.
You always got to rewrite the coding on that motherfucker. You got to get up every day and almost like a little, because your brain is like a little wind-up toy. Just
one.
Chip, 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 chip. And it'll just bang into that wall,
yep.
And it just happens to be the negativity button.
And you're like, fuck. Then you got to try to...
Turn it.
Yeah.
Here, go hit some positive. And somehow it's still chip, 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 right back to the negativity button. And you're like, this fucking thing?
Yeah, man.
It's your brain.
Good episode so far. I like where we're going with the Dr. Phil's of Gas Digital.
Yeah, well, you got to. Dr. Phil, he's gone.
Somebody got to do this
if
shit.
If you didn't marry a black drunk, you wouldn't have a black eye. Did we make that a soundbite on here? I thought we did. No.
Fuck your life! Bing bang!
There you go.
Good for you. Gotta love a good sound.
I know, remember?
Goob-a-doo-bop, do goobin bee bop bop bop. That's ours. That's our bing bong. Scoob-a-doo-bop-doo-bee, bubble-dee-bop-bop. Yep, that's us. Come on, Nat. Fuck around. What else? Oh, yeah. Imposter syndrome or not, I feel like I felt successful this weekend. So for the simple fact, my baby cousin came from the DMV, and they went and had a little birthday party at the American Dream Mall.
Okay.
My cousin Dougie's son, so little Luke Dillon.
Uh-huh.
Luke Dillon's turning 5, so his mother hit me up, was like, yeah, we over at the Dream Mall. Come by. It's Luke's birthday. So I get there. I see Luke there at the little Nickelodeon amusement park. He got all his little friends with him, little 4-year-olds, 5- or 7-year-olds. It's a party.
Mm-hmm.
So all the parents is just being parents, making sure to escort these kids, right? Because they walk through a crowded ass. It's like, it's pretty much Disney World inside.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right, I heard.
They got like a snow mountain.
I heard.
8 amusement park. They got a water park in there. It's fucking ridiculous, right? So I'm looking, I see Luke. It's good. I come and play uncle role, but here, this is when it get fly. They go eat, right? I said, Luke, I'll be back. I'm going to get you some shit. I said it to a little 5-year-old. I'm going to get you some shit. I go into Toys R Us and ball the fuck out.
Okay, okay.
I got bread on me because I'm doing shows. I was telling jokes all weekend. So I got a couple hundreds on me. I got some blue face on me.
Right.
So I go in there, just start racking shit up for this little nigga. Uh-huh. Love him. I'm like, look at this, my baby comma.
Right.
Blop, blop. Two bags, come back, drop it on him. Ah! Right. The nigga goes nuts. Right. Then his little friends go, nigga, you ain't get us nothing. I said, what y'all want? They was like, we want slime. It was girls. We want slime. I said, what you pink slime, blue slime, and I want a pink slime. I said, all right, I'll be back. So I went back to the toy store, picked up the rainbow slime. So now all the girls got options. Yeah. I come back with the three jars of slimes. The parents look at me like, who is this bitch ass nigga?
Right.
Just showing us up. Uh-huh. Because they went back to the park and I got the fuck out of there.
I'm the greatest
uncle ever. I made the kids laugh.
What day of the week was this? What day was this?
This was Saturday.
This is amazing.
Only
because I know what you were doing Friday. Friday, Derek Dandy made a girl cry. That's a seller. And it's funny, I've been laughing about this all weekend because I think about this.
The kids was happy. I was happy about that.
That's Derek right there. Derek, he's going to help out the kids because they deserve it.
They're
real. These other people that are grown up,
nah.
And that's the other thing too. What you just did,
you created
something that's real for them because they saw it.
They was jumping up and down.
They'll
crazy.
Grow up and they'll strive to be it. Now, if they can't make it look the same way that they just saw it happen this past Saturday, they'll forever feel inferior to you trying to be you. But this is what I say. This is the beauty of imposter syndrome. It makes motherfuckers try to do better. You just planted a seed of imposter syndrome in all of those children and all of those parents.
When I mean I pulled up with bread and just start buying up toys, I was like, toys.
Trust me. Every time they fall short, they're going to think of that day.
Yeah, man. It was so dope.
You see how good imposter syndrome is, Natalie?
I got a text.
This is amazing.
I got a text from Monique. Thanks for coming by and making all the kiddies smile.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll do that.
Absolutely.
Every birthday, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Drop them toys right off. More toys next year.
Yeah.
More toys.
Make it real.
Yeah.
Make it real.
I'll buy toys for him and his friends. I don't even give a fuck.
But that's the best way to make it real.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I don't know. Maybe it's the fake it till you make it. Because here's the thing. What prompted the act?
Because it's my family.
What feeling prompted the act? Just because it's family?
It's Dougie's son.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love my family, my dad's side of the family.
Right.
They was there. I was like, oh, shit. My Uncle Lloyd and Aunt Paulette was there. And I saw them. I was like, oh, shit. And then my other cousin, she was there. I was like, oh, so this is like a kind of. And then Luke, his mom, then all the mom's friends with their kids. So it was just a very nice thing going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to add on to this shit. This is beautiful. So I was like, all right, it's Luke's birthday. I just felt good having money on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because before I didn't have money on me. I got money on me. I had Uber out there. It was $100.
Right.
Uber back, $100. But I still had it.
Right.
Then I had cash flow. Saw Lil Lukey. Mm-hmm. I see Dougie in him. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Let me go to the store.
Ball the fuck out. And then they all, to watch a bunch of kids go, get the fuck out. Just toys at the food court?
Right. But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, think about that. How can that person ever be a fraud?
Okay.
Take it away from you. Just if you saw that third party.
Yeah.
If you saw a motherfucker take an Uber from New York City, from their busy schedule of television, movies, podcasting, stand-up, if you seen a motherfucker that took the Uber to Jersey how old is this motherfucker?
Five.
He's
5 years old.
And come and do that, how can that motherfucker be a fraud?
I see what you mean.
I say that for everybody, man. When y'all do the fly shit that y'all do in y'all fucking life, understand that's you.
Yeah.
That's who you are. That's the reality. That's the real essence. All of the other shit that you worried about, what you trying to hear there?
Give me something positive.
That's the real one, man.
That's it. Shout out to Luke Dillon. I love you, little nigga.
Yeah, man. And that nigga, he's gonna be struggling to get out of your shadow.
That's my nephew.
For the rest of his life.
That's my nephew cousin.
So, good luck dealing with that, little nigga.
Luke Dillon.
I'll put that on you.
Yeah.
Put a good job on you so you're going to have to struggle for the rest of your life,
man. I'm going to put clothes on him next year. I'm going to put him in a Dior hat. He's going to be fucked.
So know that, people.
Your bucket.
That feeling, that insecurity, that's because you saw it done the right way at some point in your life, and you was like, shit, yo, I'm trying to do it like that, and if I can't do it like that, I don't even want to fucking do it. And ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'm telling you, you are that guy. Fucking do it, y'all. Fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. All right, this is a good one, man.
Yeah, man. I don't think we go past that.
Yeah.
That was fly.
Nat, say goodbye to the people. Let's close this up.
Bye, everyone. Follow me at Natalie DeChico Edits on Instagram and watch Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital exclusive YouTube channel.
All right. Derek, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, you know what it is. The great boy. If you're paying attention, May 26th, this comes out, I believe. If it don't, May 26th, Wrath of Becky in theaters. I'll make a little cameo in it doing Derek Gaines shit.
Nice. I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. Follow me where it really matters. Follow the podcast, NNFA Podcast.
NNFA Podcast, come on.
On all the different platforms. Like, share, subscribe. Thank you guys for tuning in. No need for apologies. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.